Why has Brian McFadden not tweeted in 17 hours? Is this the ultimate troll job of all time, or is there something really going on here? Here's what Super Bowl champion Brian McFadden tweeted. Ooh, Omar is working. The Steelers are very close to landing a significant playmaker. Hashtag here we go. Hashtag stay tuned. And then just after that, CT ESPN tweeted out that the Steelers were going to add a big name wide receiver. So I don't know what to make of this. I think Brian McFadden is tapped in. I know that CT ESPN, Antonio Brown, has reported a lot of things correctly. Like Chad Ochocinco was breaking news this offseason. Gone are the days where your local journalist would break everything. Hell, gone are your days where the national journalists break everything.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I think you got to pay attention to what these players are putting out there.
Former players have the most connections. at the end of the day.
But what do you know?
The most trust. I think with what happened with Brian McFadden is that somebody that may be affiliated with the Steelers, that maybe was a former teammate of his, probably relayed the message that they are working something. And he tweeted that, and then he was told to don't tweet anymore.
What we do know, because Pony reached out to him yesterday, was that that was not a tweet about Patrick Peterson.
Because
I think a lot of people started immediately connecting that dot, or those dots, because they do a podcast together. What is it called? Covered, or something covered podcast, whatever. We love Bryant. I texted McFadden, I got no response. I'm not big time enough to get a response from Brian McFadden. I tried to get him on the show this morning. He's gone radio silent. Best theory is this, that the Steelers have the framework of a deal in place, but they don't yet have contract extension worked out with the player.
Yes.
That they're bringing in.
Yes.
That's my best guess.
Mm-hmm.
Now, who is that player? I don't know. There are a lot of dudes who have been linked to the Steelers. There's a lot of wide receivers that have just been reported that there are guys who could want to be on the move. That list includes, but could include more guys than Brandon Ayuk, Deebo Samuel, Cortland Sutton, Devontae Adams, Justin Jefferson, Chris Godwin, DK Metcalf, and T. Higgins.
If you could trade for a receiver, and you can get your pick of the litter, who would it be besides Justin Jefferson?
Yeah, I'm X-ing him out. I don't know why I keep talking about it. Like, that's just not going to happen. That doesn't make any sense to me. I don't think T. Higgins makes a ton of sense either. I know Pony was tweeting about that a couple weeks ago. I'm sure the Steelers have had internal discussions about T. Higgins. Cincinnati would have to tango with Pittsburgh. And if I'm Cincinnati, and I think this is maybe my last best chance with this current team to win a championship, why in God's green earth would I trade T. Higgins in division?
Yeah, unless I was getting like 3 first-round picks.
Right, you would have to get above and beyond what you would get from somebody else. So if we are down now to Brandon Ayuk, Deebo Samuel, Cortland Sutton, Devontae Adams, Chris Godwin, and DK Metcalf, I still think I'd like Brandon Ayuk. You know, he's going to be 26 years old. You could get him on a 4-year contract, and then whenever you come back to the negotiating table, he'd still only be 30 years old. Like, you could maybe wind up getting 2 contracts out of him. I think he's a well-rounded, traditional number one wide receiver. He gets open like Deontay did. There's a lot of similarities there. He's thicker. I would take Brandon Ayuk.
Mm-hmm.
You're on Deebo, though, right?
Yeah, I think he would do very well on Arthur Smith's offense and how innovative he can be with Deebo, moving him around, doing different things, different position. I think that Deebo does possess that number 2, even 1A receiver at times, but he also can do other things. And I think that he would fit perfectly with the Steelers and be a great compliment to George. Or somebody like DK Metcalf.
I mean, if DK Metcalf were available, and I did include him on the list, I mean, there's not a single one of those guys I would turn my nose up to. Only
reason why I kind of paused on JJ or on Justin Jefferson is because he probably wants out because he doesn't want to play with McCarthy. You know, like, he probably is like, yeah, I'm the best receiver in the league, and my numbers are going to be trash with this young quarterback. Not saying J.J. McCarthy isn't going to be good. I don't know. I'm thinking that he's not going to be as good as what his draft position was to trade up for him. But if I was Justin Jefferson, send me somewhere where I know that I'm going to get the ball.
We haven't talked about this element of it, and I do think with Justin Jefferson it might change the conversation. So let's put him to the side. Okay, you get another wide receiver, a guy who profiles as your 1 or 2. Like, how does that change the math on what this team can accomplish? Like, how many more wins do you get if you add a number one or number two wide receiver? If you're a team that makes the playoffs now, does another wide receiver push you into the category of we could win a playoff game?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, because of their offensive line. The things that you did shore up in the draft, now it's like, okay, now if I just get a big-time threat, somebody that I could score points with, like, that does move you up. I mean, now that we know that the offensive line's going to – well, we hope that they're going to be pretty good. You know, you're just missing, really, just one piece on offense. I mean, you have the running backs. You have the tight end. You got the offensive line. You got two quarterbacks. You have a dynamic receiver, raw receiver in George Pickens, and you have a couple slot guys. Like, I'm
inclined to agree with you because I don't think George Pickens, if Roman Wilson's your two, I don't know that George Pickens is a true, bona fide, legitimate number one in the NFL.
Right.
But if you add another piece on the opposite side, we saw what he could do last year with competent quarterback play. You're right. Like, the whole season, they just had a great draft. They had an unbelievable offseason. The whole season probably does hinge upon, at least offensive success, of getting another guy.
Yeah.
When Mason Rudolph was quarterback, George Pickens was a different dude. He didn't have a catch or a target. I don't think he had a target. He definitely didn't have a catch in the season finale because they played in a monsoon in Baltimore.
Mm-hmm.
So throw that one out.
Yeah.
You weren't putting up big offensive numbers. That was a run the ball game, which the Steelers were suited to do. And you're playing a lot of backups for Baltimore. I digress. The two prior games, more yards than he had the previous six games. So with competent quarterback play, George Pickens can be good, but you need that guy on the other side. Here's what I think's going to happen. I know that last night, the Brian McFadden tweet and the CTESPN tweet were quote tweeted by Denver reporters. And Sean Payton seems to think that Bo Nix and Cortland Sutton can be his version in Denver of Drew Brees and Michael Thomas. They said, oh, Cortland Sutton's not available. I still think it's going to be him. Because I could see the Steelers saying, okay, to get him, you'd probably have to give up less than some of these other guys we've mentioned. And you think about the mind meld that Russell Wilson has with Cortland Sutton. Cortland's probably not as good of a player as these other guys, but he's got the rapport already with Russell Wilson. I do wonder, though, Doran, real quick, if Steelers fans would be underwhelmed if the name coming back is Cortland Sutton just because of all the other guys on the list. Like, I think we've set it up, the collective we, that if it's Cortland Sutton, everyone's going to go, ah, darn, I wish it was X.
Well, if there's any truth to what Brian McFadden's tweet is about, I mean, just read into it. A significant playmaker. Like, is a significant playmaker Justin Jefferson? No. The most elite playmaker. Like, the way he worded a significant playmaker to me is like a Cortland Sutton. He's a significant player.
Yeah, 10 touchdowns last year with Russell.
Significant.
Yeah, that's fair. I hadn't really thought of it from that standpoint. Like, if it were Justin Jefferson,
it'd be like, oh, he says, oh, Omar is working. He'd have been like, oh,
bleep.
My goodness.
I think there might have been some profanity in there.
Yes.
Or even if it was Devontae Adams, who I don't think I did list.
He's not a significant playmaker. He's an elite playmaker.
Mm-hmm.
So if you really want to read into something, and if this is
and
true.
And we do
a lot. Significant means like, okay, they're pretty good.
And I started to think it could be a cornerback too, but then when CTESPN comes out and says that it's a wide receiver deal that's in place, I think we're just waiting for T's and I's, man. T's crossed and I's dotted.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're trading for a guy. I think the framework is in place. This is just an educated guess, and I'm imagining they're trying to work out an extension here.
I'm also thinking of other players that we're not even naming, like that we could just be thrown off, like just another, just down a different road of
Caboli,
like,
brings up Godwin all the time.
Yeah.
That I have not heard anybody else bring up apart from Caboli, but Caboli's locked in,
mm-hmm.
So that would make some sense. But are there going to be significant playmakers available that we wouldn't know about? It's so tough to keep that thing under a lid. Like, I feel like if a great team had a wide receiver on the market, someone's leaking that information out. So I think we've got the names. So, I think it's going to be Cortland Sutton.
So, I mean, they've done business with who and done really good business for themselves with who? Chicago Bears. Do they have a significant player that maybe the Steelers would want? Because they just signed Keenan Allen.
Mm-hmm.
They drafted, Rome Odunze. Mm-hmm. Do they still have Moore, DJ Moore?
I'd have to look. Didn't he wind up going to the Jets? Am I wrong in that? Or the Browns? One of those two. I'm on it.
He is with the Bears still. So
okay, well, there you go.
That's a significant playmaker. You've already done business twice with them. Significant playmaker would be DJ Moore, and he would be a number two.
The more we're talking this out, this might not be fair, but the less and less I like the Roman Wilson pick. Like, I think he's a good player, and I think he fits what they so desperately craved last year, which is a guy who just loves football and wants to mess you up and isn't worried about frills or anything like that. But if they had drafted a significant wide receiver, are we trying to connect all these dots right now? Is Omar Khan out there trying to get a wide receiver and give up assets and pay money for one?
I don't think so, because I think you still need two. Like, I think that you need a Roman Wilson, but you also need another one. Mm-hmm. Like, if they were to draft a number one wide receiver, they still would have needed a Roman Wilson, in my opinion. You could say Quez Watkins, you could say Calvin Austin, but in my opinion, you needed, like, a Roman Wilson, a tough guy that's hungry, a young guy that will go in there and be your slot, like your true slot. So I think that regardless, if they would have taken Brian Thomas Jr., I think that you still needed a number three, a legit number three that could play in the slot.
All right, that makes some sense.
Yeah. Like, I still think either way, you need two.
I am now, I don't think Brian McFadden was trolling. If he was, I mean, buddy, I'm looking at the tweet right now, 2.2 million views. He set the NFL world on fire. I was so excited. I'm refreshing Twitter. I thought yesterday we were going to get breaking news. And then by the time I went to bed last night, I was just pissed because we didn't get anything.